50 years ago this month, a new performing arts center opened. A critic for the New York Times described it as one of the most ingeniously worked out art complexes anywhere. But it's not in New York, San Francisco, or any other big city for that matter. It's in Urbana, Illinois. This weekend, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts celebrates its 50th year. Christine Herman from member station WILL tells us why it's a favorite with audiences and musicians.
The Krannert Center is a massive reddish-brown brick building on the campus of the University of Illinois. The building itself is oddly shaped because it houses four different theaters, each with a different height and structure uniquely suited to the purposes they serve. Take the Folinger Great Hall. The acoustics here are so good that for years, the entire Chicago Symphony Orchestra drove several hours through the cornfields of central Illinois to record pieces like this Mahler Symphony No. 7, which won a Grammy Award for Best Classical Performance in 1972. Krannert Center director Mike Ross says the Great Hall is masterfully designed, with a hung ceiling structure that allows the sound to move up and over and resonate within the space, so it's ideal for symphonies and chamber music.
We repeatedly hear that this is the finest acoustic in America and competes very favorably elsewhere around the globe.
So is there not a single bad seat in the Great Hall?
Well, we certainly like to say that.
The Festival Theater at Krannert has a large traditional fly tower, which stagehands use to literally fly scenery or people onto the stage and introduce other special effects. And in the Colwell Playhouse, the human voice carries really well. That makes it ideal for spoken word performances. The entire 9-acre Krannert facility was designed by architect Max Abramovitz. He's known for his work on the David Geffen Concert Hall at the Lincoln Center in New York, among other famous buildings. Ross says ever since Krannert opened in 1969, people have been surprised to find a performing arts center of this caliber in a city a fraction the size of Chicago.
It caught the attention of the cultural elites on both coasts and elsewhere. The surprise factor of having the most comprehensive and beautifully designed performing arts complex to come into being right here in the heartland.
What Ross means by comprehensive design becomes more clear if you venture down from the massive lobby that connects all four theaters on the top floor and see what's down below. The lower levels house rehearsal spaces with the same footprint as each of the performance halls. And in production shops, student artists work alongside professionals to create props, costumes, and sets for upcoming performances. Some are student productions. Others are commissioned works with artists from around the globe. When the Mark Morris Dance Group from New York was here last month, they taught several free classes, including one geared toward families and kids of all ages. And Ross says he works hard to bring in artists that push the bounds of the kind of art most people might expect to find at a place like Krannert. That includes creating a guitar festival that boasts both local guitarists and bigger names like Steve Dawson. This piece from his latest album combines acoustic guitar with a string quartet. John Frayne is a classical music critic for the News Gazette and the host of a public radio classical music program. He came to Central Illinois in 1965 and was dismayed to find a dearth of professional recital halls.
The pickings were slim and the landscape for first-rate performances was pretty dim. And then along came the Krannert Center and so an explosion of opportunity in visiting symphony orchestras to play in the Folinger Great Hall.
I'm really impressed by the extremely high level of artists who come there.
Hetty Weiss is an arts critic for Chicago's public TV station WTTW. She says while the arts have long been centralized in big cities, artistic communities have developed more regionally in recent decades, and the Krannert Center at the University of Illinois is part of that trend.
So the school then becomes, you know, something that operates beyond its student body. It creates a community that connects, you know, the larger community with the university, and that also, I think, opens up opportunities that people living there might not have had ordinarily.
Krannert director Mike Ross says opening up those kinds of opportunities for all people is at the heart of the center's mission. Over the past nearly four decades, Krannert has brought in hundreds of thousands of public school children from across central Illinois to see performances Ross says most small-town kids wouldn't otherwise get a chance to see.
And the stories that we hear from people who were first touched by those experiences when they were kids and now are bringing their own kids, the impact of that over time just can't be overestimated, I believe.
And looking ahead to the next 50 years, he says the Krannert Center will continue to work to make the arts accessible to all. For Here and Now, I'm Christine Herman.
And full disclosure, yes, I am from Urbana, and yes, I have spent a great deal of time at Krannert. My dad and his orchestra performed there. It is an incredible place. Happy 50th.